time now for the story of an eccentric millionaire who sparked a frenzy in New Mexico by hiding a chest full of gold in the Rocky Mountains. Three people have already died trying to find it.
In 2010, Forrest Fenn, an 80-year-old antiquities dealer, travelled into the Rocky Mountains north of Santa Fe, New Mexico. With him was a bronze chest containing gold, diamonds, sapphires, rubies and emeralds worth about $2 million. He buried the chest in a secret place and then published a poem called The Thrill of the Chase, Le Frisson de la Chasse, containing cryptic clues to its location. Whoever finds the treasure can keep it. Why did he do it? We are an overweight and sedentary society, Fenn says. I wanted to get kids out of game rooms and into the mountains to hike and explore and smell the sunshine. America was in a recession at the time, and I wanted to give hope to so many who had lost their jobs. Since then, tens of thousands of people have travelled into the Rockies to look for the treasure. Three of them have died while trying to find it, although Fenn insists that the chest is not in a dangerous or inaccessible location. He has published a number of safety tips, saying that it is not underwater. Two of the deaths were by drowning, that you do not need climbing skills or to move large rocks, and that you can get there by car. Many people have searched numerous times, some leaving jobs or selling their homes to devote themselves to the hunt. One woman, Katia Luce, who sold her home in Hawaii to move to Santa Fe, has done 90 searches over the past 4 years. I absolutely thought I'd find it in about a month, Katia says, having discovered the reality to be very different. It takes days to search one area, and there's a lot of work beforehand. We all use Google Earth. And, for all she knows, any one of those searches may have been in the right area. Fenn says that at least two people have come to within 60 metres of the treasure, and many more to within 150 metres, only to miss it. But is it all just a hoax? Some people believe there is no treasure and the whole thing is a lie. Only Fenn knows for sure. And when he dies, he will take his secret with him. Even his wife does not know where the treasure is. The search will continue until the treasure is found, or until some rabid government destroys this planet, whichever comes first, Fenn says. We hope it's the former.